The Jezebel Woman. This video was a Patreon request by a $20 Patreon donator by the name of Brother Cody. I really appreciate your $20 donation. And this topic, the Jezebel Woman, we'll just, you know what, we'll just get right into it. So when he reached out to me and said, do a topic on this Jezebel woman or this Jezebel spirit, I had never really heard that term before, right? The Jezebel woman, or so I'm like, what the hell is that? So I looked it up, and basically from what I got, it's basically just the average American woman. I'm like, oh, why didn't you tell me you want me to just talk about American women? I can do that. So anyway, I thought I'd go over, there's 14 qualities that make the Jezebel woman, or the Jezebel spirit, and I'm going to go over the 14 qualities, but at the same time, I'm going to use some life story examples that relate to help it, you know, make a little more sense to you guys. All right, so here we go. So number one, the Jezebel woman is, number one, she's pure of evil and hate. Okay, that's like the average American woman, pretty hateful, pretty evil. You know, there's definitely a void inside of them. There's definitely something missing that's making them, you know, react and act in such a hateful, evil way for the most part. And like I said, not all women, but not all American women, but, you know, the vast majority of them, absolutely. Quality number two, the Jezebel spirit is vile. So, okay, a vile creature. That kind of ties into the first trait, you know, as far as being evil and hateful. It's another nasty quality. But number three, this quality piques my interest, is they have maximum pride. Absolutely. The Jezebel spirit has maximum pride. Okay, so who else do we know with maximum pride? The average entitled woman we see walking around us has been brainwashed and taught that she is the most valuable creature on earth when she's not. She's better than men, which she's not. She's smarter than men, which she's not. So they're walking around with this false sense of pride. And here's the thing. Pride leads to suffering. Pride leads to disappointment. Because once you realize you're not what you thought you were, or if your pride is stomped or your pride is challenged in any way, that's extremely painful. You know, it's like, you know, a prime example is like Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z. Every time he got destroyed, you know, every time he lost, it was 10 times more painful. See, when you're a prideful person, when things don't work out, it's much more painful. And a lot of the times you become more bitter and resentful versus just accepting it and learning to grow and move on and develop. But, you know, a prideful woman, when stuff that's bad happens to her, she becomes extremely scorned and bitter because it's like, I was the perfect woman. How could this happen to me? You know, versus being humble and learning and growing. So quality number four, highly lustful and seductive. Absolutely. These modern women are not raised to love and respect men. They're just lustful, and they have, you know, needs sexually, so they lust for you. And then they are brainwashed to manipulate and seduce you to extract resources and attention from you. And that's not good for her in the long term. See, a woman was never meant to manipulate and destroy a man and drain a man. She's meant to build up a man and respect her man, and then her man will give her more than she could possibly suck out through seduction anyway. He would give her more than she can manipulate for anyway. So by a woman, you know, manipulating a man, she's actually not only screwing herself in the long term by not being able to keep that man, she's getting less resources actually than she would if she was actually good to him. He would shower her, you know, with that anyway. So there's no need for this, you know, seductive manipulation, right? Okay, so number five is highly self-centered and narcissistic. Absolutely. Like I said, she's been brainwashed to think she's the center of the universe. She has this narcissistic god complex. And if you challenge that, she will lash out at you because deep down she knows it's not true. Deep down she knows she's not that special, but she's been brainwashed her whole life to believe she is. And for you to confront and challenge that narrative she has for herself, in order to accept it, she would have to admit that her entire life was a lie, and she's not ready to do that, right? That's too stressful for her. So number six, she'll always seek to be the center of attention. Absolutely. Like I said, she's been brainwashed to do so. There isn't really much to talk about there. That's unnatural. Actually, no, there is a little bit to talk about. Men are supposed to be the ones in the spotlight. Men are the superior more talented creatures. We're the ones who are supposed to be recognized and appreciated for our qualities. Men actually, it's good to praise a man and give him his just dues, you know, when he does something. That motivates him to keep working hard and be more productive. Women, when you give them too much attention and praise, it kind of spoils them and makes them lazier and more pathetic, which is what we're seeing these days. Women get so much credit for stuff that has nothing to do with them, and they become these lazy slobs, right? All right, so number seven. She's very judgmental and critical, condescending, and demanding. Absolutely, she's very judgmental. She has high standards. You know, you need to be exactly what she wants you to be. Oh, I'm sorry, not demanding, demeaning. Yes, so very judgmental, critical, condescending, and demeaning. Absolutely. Like I said, women are trained to view us as disposable dogs. You know, you turn on Everybody Loves Raymond, the wife is always bashing the husband, telling him how worthless he is. So you have women who watch this media, you know, these television shows, and they say, okay, I'm supposed to demean men in the real world and treat them like dogs because I'm better than them and smarter than them. Absolutely. That's just how they were brought up. And now quality number eight is she's overly demanding and manipulating. Here's the thing. Women have been brought up to expect the world from us. He has to be 6'2". He has to have this car. He has to have this job. So yeah, overly demanding. She wants it all, and she's too dumb to realize she's not gonna get it all. But you know, she's living in the moment. She's not thinking long term. If she was, she would be a man. So when, you know, reality smacks her in the face, it's gonna be too late. Number nine, she's cold, ruthless, cunning, and calculating. Absolutely. Like I said, they have been trained and brainwashed to view you as a human ATM that they can extract time and energy and resources from, and they are schooled by their moms. A lot of women are schooled by their mothers on exactly how the art of manipulating. I've had girlfriends in the past that I would overhear their moms telling them, you need to get this from him and their sisters. You need to have him do this and this. Can't sleep with him until he buys you this. You know, he should be doing this and this. So absolutely, they train them in the arts of, you know, withhold sex until he gives you this. And all of this is unnatural, okay? Women were not meant to manipulate men. It's not natural for women to manipulate men. You're meant to love and serve a man. You're not meant to manipulate. You're not even as good at manipulating as I am anyway, so that's why you always get kicked to the curb. And even if you do successfully manipulate a man, you're always going to be disappointed and unhappy in the end, because how could you have true peace and love and happiness with a man that you know was so dumb you could manipulate? You're going to be empty anyway. So number 10 is very combative and confrontational. Absolutely. These women were brainwashed. They watch these movies like Atomic Blonde. Oh, you're just as strong as a man. You're equal, if not better, to a man. You should challenge a man, you know, tell him what you want. So you're not going to get that loving, peaceful, happy life with the happy husband when you're so combative and trying to conquer him and own him. And even if you find a man you can own, you're going to be in a never-ending state of dissatisfaction, because women can't be happy when they control a man, because they were never meant to do so. It's unnatural. So you're not happy with a man you can't respect. So you're doomed anyway. All right. Number 11. Very good at lying and cheating. Absolutely. That's they've been, you know, they've been taught how to do that. I don't even have to go into that. Very good at lying and cheating. Number 12. Cannot stand any kind of constructive criticism. Absolutely. Like I said, when you've built this glass castle in your mind for 20 years, 30 years, and someone comes and knocks that down and tells you your whole life is a lie and you've been brainwashed, that's too painful for these women to handle. They can't handle the fact that their entire life is a lie and that they are nowhere near equal to us in the masculine sense. Right. In the feminine sense, they are superior to us. In the masculine sense, which is what they've been brought up to be, they are vastly inferior to us. So, yeah, she can't handle any type of constructive criticism. Number 13, hates all prophets, prayers, and anything to do with spiritual warfare. Okay, this goes more into the actual Jezebel spirit on a religious sense, so I'm not really going to go into that. And then the last one is number 14, will be capable of giving false prophecies, visions, and dreams. Absolutely. These women have been brainwashed to pretend to be the good woman that you want them to be, just long enough to extract resources and attention and to screw you over. But what they don't realize, what this is the number one thing women don't realize. If instead of just manipulating a man long enough to pretend to be what he wants you to be, to get stuff out of him, see, you know deep down what you need to be to make a man happy, because you know how to pretend to be it, to get stuff out of him. If you actually just spent your life becoming that woman and learning to love being that good, loving woman, you would be taken care of for life. You wouldn't have to manipulate, you wouldn't have to use and steal and always move from man to man and feel empty. Because you would just have that man. You know, you don't have to manipulate. You get more out of a man by just treating him good than you would by manipulating him. By manipulating a man, you're actually just manipulating yourself, because you're cheating yourself out of a long-term partner that'll provide to you forever. You're always jumping from partner to partner, getting scraps and pieces instead of getting the entire pie from one man. So that's really the whole message of the story, guys. That's the Jezebel woman. I appreciate Brother Cody for becoming a $20 Patreon and requesting this topic. And of course, if anyone wants a custom MGTOW video on any topic of their choice, become a $20 Patreon and shoot me a message on Patreon with your topic, and I'll be sure to get that video uploaded for you as soon as possible. All right? Take it easy, guys.